Blog Talk Radio.
This show is sponsored by CoventryCreations.com. You're listening to Keep It Magic Radio. Are you ready to make some magic? Jackie and Storm are putting the pieces together for you. Find out what planets are changing the game and how to harness that energy. Get the latest metaphysical perspective on hot topics. Learn how to make magic work for you. Nothing is too hot or personal for Jackie and Storm to handle. Visit our website weekly for articles, updates, and the latest information to transform your life at www.keepitmagic.com. Now here is Jackie Smith and Storm Sestavani.
Good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to Keep It Magic. It is April the 30th, 2013. I'm Storm Sestavani. Cruise on over to our sponsor at www.coventrycreations.com. If you have a problem in your life, no matter what that problem is, we have a candle for that. So make sure that you go and check that out right now. Just cruise on over there. Get in your little keyboard, type www.coventrycreations.com, and give them a little bit of love. It is through your purchases to Coventry Creations that this show is able to remain on the air. So make sure that you go over there and give all those lovely people over at Coventry a little bit of love. Now, we're in our fifth part of creating lasting change in your life. And, of course, the goddess of change is with me. Her name is Jackie Smith.
Love me some change.
She loves
I like dollars
change.
Better.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of stuff that's currently going on, and, I thought it was pretty interesting. And, you know, I was thinking the other night, Jackie, as I was, you know, sitting around doing my thing, I get this strange inspiration because I tend to listen to, you know, when I'm working, especially when I'm doing writing, working, or research and stuff, I tend to listen to music. And that song there by Pink came on, which is called You Plus Your Hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking to myself how things change. If you look at where the landscape was 13 years ago when four little girls came onto the music scene with a bang, it was Britney Spears,
mm-hmm.
Christina Aguilera, Jessica Simpson, and Pink.
It's true.
And you look at the really, when you look at it music-wise, there's really only two that are remaining, Britney Spears and Pink. Now, of course, you know, people may argue that Christina released a new album and, you know, she has a huge song right now with Pitbull. But her musical influence really has not been as
spectacular. Well, except on The Voice. Was it she on The Voice?
Yeah, she was on The Voice. She's no longer on The Voice. Now it's Usher and Shakira. Which Shakira I can't listen to because every song she sings, it sounds like a sheep is singing, no judgment. But it's just not pleasing to my ears. you know, I just, no. But anyways, when I was thinking about it, you know, when you look at the critics, and the same thing happened two and a half decades ago with Madonna and Cyndi Lauper. They thought Cyndi Lauper was going to be the huge big star and Madonna was going to be a one-album wonder.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at it now, you have Britney Spears and Pink that are still standing in regards to this musical
right.
Circumstance. And Pink has a huge album out right now. Huge. She's had three number one singles from it.
Oh, I know. And it's actually one of my favorite albums. It's one of the only albums I've actually gone out and purchased the whole thing in about 4 years. Otherwise, rather than purchasing a song here and a song there, I listened to a few songs. They said, I want this entire album. And it's my favorite song on that album is Glitter in the Air, which we played on
yeah.
the show before. And that song is the ultimate love song, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm a huge fan of Pink, and then seeing her put on a show, she's grown so much as a performer. You know what she did in the beginning and what she's doing now, two totally different things. Well, not totally different, but you can watch the evolution, and she stayed current.
Yeah, you can definitely watch the evolution with her. And you know, one of the things that I think that is miraculous with Pink is that everybody. 13 years ago when all these little girls came out, they thought mm-hmm. that she was not PC enough basically to fit in with the teenage pop music scene and evolve.
But I think that she's the perfect amount of edgy.
Yeah, she's the perfect amount of edgy. And, you know, it's interesting when you look at those four girls. Jessica and Christina have much better voices overall.
I know, but there's a power in, I think there's a power in Pink's voice that trumps them all, that trumps all of them.
There's a power in Pink's voice, and there's that it factor with Britney that,
I just can't stand Britney. I don't like any of her music. I don't like, I feel like she is, and I'm sure she's a lovely, lovely person,
yeah.
but she's too, her celebrity is too manufactured for me, and so... So this is what I can't stand about. I can't stand to watch her or listen to her because I feel like she is the girl in the glass bubble,
mm-hmm.
and I feel sorry for her, and I feel like this is, oh, I can't stand it. But Pink has a private life.
Yes.
And so, she's the music. She has, doesn't she have kids?
She has one child, yeah.
Yeah, and so... I don't know, like Britney, everyone recognizes Britney everywhere for every way, but I think Pink could actually have a life. Like, you love her music, you know her music, and then mm-hmm. she can have a life too. So I like that balance.
Well, it's two different forms. The reason I wanted to bring Pink into this particular show is that, you know, what I think that we should wrap up this five-part series is, is basically, you know, that there are times in our lives, Jackie, in which we get to a point in which we're really stuck and we don't know which direction to go in. And we don't know, you know, we feel overwhelmed by the odds. And we keep doing the same thing because we just really don't know what to do. We don't know what to do else besides that. And I think that what you have with both of those two girls is that they have overcome adversity. Brittany, in regards to her particular, you know, meltdown and, you know, having to deal with it, I have a little bit more of a softer spot with Brittany. I love Pink. I have a softer spot with Brittany because she has survived psychological trauma. You know, being diagnosed bipolar.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, and you know, going through the crazy. And unfortunately, you know, with her, she is so out there and so popular. You know, the paparazzi is just obsessed with her. To the point that she can't even have a mental breakdown without a camera,
right.
You know, in front of her. So, you know, there's a little bit of a soft spot in regards to that. With Pink, it's being told you're never going to make it. Having a record deal. And being told, yeah, you know, you can put out these albums, but if you don't do it this way, it's never going to sell. And she went through a period in which her albums bombed. She had two albums that just literally, she lost one of her record contracts because of it. And then basically to rise from that and produce a spectacular last album.
Oh, yeah.
You know, is interesting. And I think that we have a tendency to look at celebrity or anybody in social circles or media in any way. For example, Jackie, people can look at the two of us and say, well, you know, she owns her own company and, you know, she's sending out millions of candles every month. You know, she probably has a big, huge, gigantic $75 million home, you know, and she's driving a Ferrari. And, you know, people just start to paint their own particular images of what people's lives are like based upon public perception and public persona.
Uh-huh.
You know,
yeah.
And you know, with and it's a very, very difficult spot to get into. And I know, having approval addiction, you can get into always wanting to particularly please those particular things. And what I respect about Pink is the fact that she just did the particular energy or the particular music that she wanted to do over and over and over and over, and she didn't compromise her artistic integrity. I do like the fact that she's gone in a more dancey direction.
Yeah, of course you do.
Yeah, you know me. You know, if it doesn't have an electronic beat, I'm not listening to it. Nor are we playing it on the air.
I don't know, I might change that a little bit.
Yeah.
I might have some other options for you. I got people.
You know, but it is the particular... I think that that's a good thing to look at. I mean, imagine, Jackie, being told, yeah, you can release these albums, but if you don't do it our way, the album is going to fail. And then you go through two albums that bombed.
Oh, trust me. I know. I have experienced those feelings of, you know, everyone has their producer. Everyone has their record industry mogul over their head. In whatever issue they have.
Yeah.
And I've had that with my distributors or different people who are buying from us and saying, well, that'll never work, and really not getting a chance with it. Or here's the other thing, which is even bigger and more truthful than all of that, is you might have a brilliant idea and love it to the core of your being, and other people don't get it.
Yeah.
Which is more the truth, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, but yeah, so that's interesting viewpoint on that one.
You know, so it is. I mean, when you look at these particular factors, it is a little bit of a, you know, a bit of a difficulty in regards to, you know, to really looking at things in a very, very broad perspective. I mean, because, I mean, Jackie, have you, you know, you manufacture products. I'm a solo artist. you know, have you done something and everybody tell you it's going to fail, and then it actually fails?
Well, that's called the Blessed Herbal Candles. Some of my biggest products, the Blessed Herbal Candles, the Motor City Hoodoo, both of those lines were like, oh, no, people aren't ready for that. People won't accept it. People won't like it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nope. I think, and I got to tell you, the thing that people are most interested in are the ones that it takes a long time for it to catch on.
Yeah.
So, but we're all going to have a pocket full of fails and a few key successes.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, in business, in the business world, or actually in any world, they say you know, new small businesses fail 9 times out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what that means?
No, tell me.
You got to start 9 businesses.
Yeah.
What that means is that you got to get up 10 times. You got to get up one more time than you fall. You have to, so make your mistakes early. Make them, take your risks. Because here's the thing is if it's a 9 times out of 10 failure, then taking that risk and making that change and taking it into a new direction is actually easier.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you really are doing it your way, and then you have respect for yourself. But there's I've done it my way. I've done the whole, you know, Frank Sinatra my way on business for a long time and not asked for help. So if you blend the wisdom of your elders or your mentors with your own intuition and passion, then you really have a bigger potential for success.
Well, it took me a long time, Jackie. I mean, you know that I took a Photoshop course and all this other stuff, and I actually had fun with my particular Photoshop course, and I can go into Photoshop and play around with stuff, you know, and I know what I'm doing.
Uh-huh.
But the whole idea of actually spending time creating it for my business, no, I don't want to do it. I don't have the time to do it, actually. You know, so it was a rather large, you know, letting go of control factor in regards to my hiring a graphic designer to work on my graphics.
I think that has a lot to do with that change, with creating that lasting change that we've been talking about for now 5 weeks. And there's a reason why we talk about it for 5 weeks, because it's a big process. I mean, even if you're like me and you love change, it's still a difficult process because you're still going to have all kinds of issues that hang on to an old belief. But one of the big things is knowing where your strengths are,
mm-hmm.
And knowing when to get help.
Exactly. And, you know, now, here is the thing. I'm, like, gone into wackadoodle mode, because now I'm thinking, I've got a whole list, Jackie, of things that I can outsource.
Oh, I know.
Rather than do it myself.
Yeah. Yeah, we both did this at the same time. You said, why am I killing myself trying to learn Photoshop, which is a really intensive program.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's a different skill set, and you have to have an eye in the whole thing. And you're going, wait a minute, why am I struggling with this? And then I said, wait a minute, why am I struggling with this when I can hire someone to help me with marketing and graphic design and stuff? And so we both did it at the same time and are having wonderful outcomes.
Well, for me, Jackie, I love Photoshop. But I think that for me, I need a particular when I'm working with Photoshop, I want it to be more of an adjunct or an addition to, you know, my spiritual transformative work, you know, learning how to play and things of that particular nature. I like using it in regards to that particular capacity. So playing with Photoshop in downtime is fun, okay? If I start to go too heavily in regards to, oh, you know, I need to do this, It's just going to make me crazy, and I'm going to start to try to wrestle down that control again.
Mm-hmm.
But the lovely thing that I can do is that I can, you know, take a particular graphic at this particular point and show a graphic designer more of a particular tweak that I would like.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And,
yeah.
And you know what can be done. Here's the thing about having enough knowledge in an area that you have to hire someone in is that it's kind of like taking your car to the garage and they have, well, your flangulator needs to be changed and you have your monthly blah, blah, and you're like, what? I need a new air filter? But if you know a little bit about it, you'll go, no.
Yeah. It was hard, you know, because, Jackie, I had like six programs. Where this awakening came with me is I had like six programs mm-hmm. that I wanted to learn, and I'm just like, this is not what I'm good at. I'm good at mm-hmm. doing what it is that I do. Okay, having working knowledge of a program and knowing how it operates is, I think, everybody should do. But in regards to, you know, necessarily knowing all the mechanics, and I know me, I have a little bit of a touch of OCD. Okay, mm-hmm. if I get too far into Photoshop, honey, you'll have to pull me out. You know, it'll be, you know, I will learn every little tiny minute detail in regards to Photoshop, and I would rather apply that to astrology.
Right, and that's your go-to. That's what you're great at.
Yeah, so it is interesting. Now there's another big news story. Also this particular week that I think is with our particular lasting change, which I don't know about, so Jackie's going to have to talk to me.
Well, if you are thinking that maybe the world isn't changing, all you have to do is take a look at Jason Collins.
Mm-hmm.
He's a basketball player, and he has he's been around for a little while. I don't know how many years he's been and who he plays for. I have to say that that I'm not a follower of basketball, but he just came out as gay. He's the first pro athlete to come out as gay. That's huge. That is absolutely world changing.
Yeah.
Because it's the man's sport,
it's
basketball. Baseball, football, you know, it's the man's sport, and then there would never be a gay man. And there's been
yeah.
gay men in sports for a long time. They could never come out, though.
They're probably all gay, to be honest with you. or straight men waiting for their opportunity.
On the down low, baby.
Now, is he cute?
You know, I think black men are very good looking. So, what the hell? But
you know who I had a crush on when I was like 20?
Who?
You know that guy from CNC Music Factory, Freedom Williams?
No, I actually don't.
You'll have to look at him up. And I look at him now, and I was like, what the hell was I even thinking?
Well, he plays, he's, Jason Collins is.
Is he like a tight end?
He's a center. What?
Oh.
He's 34 years old, so he's not that old. I mean, he's been in the game for a while.
Oh, I guess tight end is like football. Go ahead.
Let's see. He played for the Boston Celtics this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then now he plays for the Washington Wizards. So as I'm perusing a story, as we're talking, I'm calling myself out. But this is a big deal, but yet he's going, nope, it's not a big deal. And I love the way he's playing it. He goes, this is not a big deal. This is just who I am. And apparently he has also been in recovery, too. So it's through really owning who he is. As it looks like, and I'm paraphrasing, looking at some of the stuff, that the news reports I saw this week, or actually this past couple of days, and then reading some few things. It looks like he was really come into who he is as a human, and he's been peeling back. When you go through a 12-step program, you're peeling back all of those defense mechanisms that you put in place to please other people, to be what other people need you to be. So knowing that, I'm like, dude, I totally get that. We both get that.
Yeah.
And isn't that what change is, though? I mean, we're changing the world, so we're pulling back the fears of what it is to live in a certain role, and that if you don't live up to this certain role in your life, whether it's you're a basketball player or a business owner or a psychic or a teacher or a kid or whatever,
mm-hmm.
there's this huge fear that if you don't live up to a certain ideal that you think this position holds, that you're not going to be accepted. And we're breaking that down. We've been breaking that down for a couple generations now, but this is the sign that says we're doing it.
Yeah, there's a. I've got another little piece for you. You know that last year I fell in love with the song Gangnam Style. In fact, Tony and I were obsessed with it for a while.
Yeah. Funny story about that. Go ahead.
And the interesting factor is that a lot of people thought that, of course, that that would be a one-hit wonder. Well, Psy's new single, which we're going to play here in a few seconds, is called Gentleman. And it just hit number one.
Yeah. Yep. It's kind of a rude video.
It is.
I'm not in love with the video, but it's kind of like practical jokes on each other.
Yeah, well, the thing with him that I think is interesting is the fact that he can make this rude, obnoxious video, but he himself is very, very charming, so he kind of gets away with it.
Okay, there you go.
And you know he, you know, whereas you know, Gangnam Style didn't actually hit number one on the Billboard Top 200, Gentleman did. It will be this coming week. You know, again, how do you face that particular adversity when I'm sure everywhere he looked, it was probably, you're never going to be able to do Gangnam Style again. It's not going to happen.
That's what, we all hear that.
Yeah.
We all hear that, like, oh, that was a lucky shot, or that was a lucky break you got, or, listen, I've been watching RuPaul's Drag Race Marathon.
She's gayer than I am, by the way.
My daughter and I watch it together, and we have a blast watching it. It's a hot mess, and we love it. So one of the top three contestants, Jinx, the other contestant, Roxy, keeps saying, you've just lucked out this entire time. You have no talent. You've just lucked out. And I'm like, wow, what a shitty, I just don't want to, and I love that the contestant Jinx keeps saying, I don't know how you can talk to people like that. I can't stand myself when I talk to people like that.
Yeah.
I don't like who I am when I'm treating people how you are treating me. And I was like, damn, that's it. I loved that line last night. And so I think we all hit up on that adversity, especially when we're making change. Oh, my God, when you change how you're interacting with the rest of the world goes, what? I didn't approve this.
Exactly.
This is not a message approved by me. You cannot change the game just because you decided to. I'm still going to behave in this certain way. And so when you are making great change, when you are healing things in your life, you get a lot of pushback. And
yeah.
From your outside world, but also from yourself, too, your own personal fears.
Absolutely.
And so that pushback is kind of what we're going to talk about for the rest of the show, is how do you deal with the manifestation of the rest of that change. I mean, you deal with those internal processes and you bring the magic in. So how do you deal with when the rest of the world has those roadblocks in your way?
Absolutely. We have to take a break.
That was a great segue.
I know, wasn't it? We have to take a break. Cruise on over to www.coventrycreations.com. And, you know, if you have a problem in your life, whether that's love, romance, money, spiritual issues that you need to deal with, we definitely have a candle for that. Jackie and I will be back in a flash. Here's your new number one single.
Party head. by the gentleman.
I'm Storm Sestavani. You were listening to Psy's new single. It is called Gentle Man. It's the new number one single on the Billboard Hot 200. And Jackie, I don't know if you know this, but they're now using YouTube as a deciding factor in regards to what is going to be number one.
World, she is changing.
The world is changing. A few announcements before we go on with the show. First of all, visit CoventryCreations.com, of course, for all your magical candle needs. And Jackie and I will, the months of May, June, and July are going to be a little bit odd because Jackie and I will be wrapping up season two and preparing for season three. We will have two shows in the month of May. And then I am going away to Hotlanta. I'm not going to tell you what I'm doing, but I'm going away to Hotlanta. That Jackie will, of course, you know, she has INATs and things of that nature coming up in June. July will be probably our only month of full shows, and, of course, Jackie and I will be taking the month of August off as we do every year. The reason being is that there's too much that happens in the month of August. We got to prepare for season three, and Jackie and I have birthdays. Holla.
That's the most important part.
Yeah, our birthdays are in August, so Jackie and I like taking the month of August off because, you know, it's too freaking hot to do a radio show. That's the reality. We're too hot, you know.
Well, Dad and I have a month-long celebration for myself for my birthday.
Yeah, she celebrates the whole month. I celebrate about an hour. And then, you know, I don't even want to, I can't even conceptualize. I mean, Jackie, think about it. When you met me, I was 38 years old. I'm going to be 43.
Wow, we've known each other a minute.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty interesting. Of course, you know, what I am going to talk to Jackie about coming back with season three, I want to do a whole month on, brace yourself, discovering your it factor.
Ooh, that would be fun.
Yeah. And the reason being, I think that what you have with Psy, Pink, and even Britney, even though I know you detest her. they all have an it factor. I think that it is important that we all find our personal it factor, because once you find that it factor, it allows you to develop your own personal inner authenticity. So that'll be interesting coming up.
Well, and I think that's what we all, what many of us, we're striving to find for ourselves.
Yes, exactly. So make sure that you follow Keep It Magic on Facebook. You can go to my Facebook page, which is Astro Gossip, get updates about Season 3 of Keep It Magic. And, of course, you know, you can friend Jackie on Facebook, or, you know, follow the many just Coventry Creations, you know, at Candlewick Shop, you name it. There will be probably information about Season 3 that will be posted. So start looking for that pretty soon, because Jackie and I, you know, usually once we make a decision, we can't control ourselves. So, you know. So it'll be interesting. And Season 3, of course, will be bigger and better than Season 2. So you will have to stay tuned for that. Jackie, I was listening earlier. I just finished B-School. Actually, I graduate from B-School this week, which is Marie Forleo's program. And it's her business school program. And I thought that it was simply amazing. And anybody that wants a real business program, there's a lot of freaking programs out there. And, you know, Jackie, we rarely endorse anything on this show, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say, if you want a really good business program and you really want to start a business the right way and have somebody that not only handholds you but beats your ass through the whole process, consider B-School. But she puts out something every single week. And I will be honest, I didn't like Marie Forleo at first. I thought that she was a little too girly. You know, she was very girly. She was very cutesy. She's downright absolutely spectacularly gorgeous. And who wants to listen to that? You know, just keep it real. Who really wants to listen to that? But she, like, grows on you after a while. And, you know, it took me 2 years to decide that I was going to do B-School. But and mainly because of the fact that most of the people that do B-School are girls. So it's difficult to, sometimes for a dude to say, you know what, let me sit around in my jock strap in my beer can, you know. And
Oh, please. You would show up with your cavassier. Please.
But, you know, it's kind of like, you know, that's what you feel like oftentimes when you look at female-based products. So I took the leap, and I'll have to say it's probably one of the best decisions, Jackie, that I've decided to do, because I've learned a lot. But anyway, she does something every week that's called Marie TV. And if you want to watch it, you can go to marieforleo.com. And this week she had an interesting thing, because somebody asked a particular question about when everything in your freaking life, seems to fall apart and you feel like you've kind of lost everything, okay? Mm-hmm. You don't know which direction to go in. So you keep, you know, from our particular perspective with self-help, you keep doing the negative mistakes over and over and over because you don't know any other way. And one of the things that I found interesting was a couple of things from this particular video that she stated, which one of them you're going to absolutely love and probably start orgasming on the floor. But I will save that for last because I may have to mute you.
Oh my God.
Okay, one of the things that she stated, which I thought was really powerful, was that in every moment you choose to see what is good in a situation or what is bad. So when circumstances are happening and occurring in regards to your life, every moment you can either see the good in it, and let me tell you, when the world is falling apart, that's very hard to get to. Or you can see what is the bad in it. And I will tell you, whenever I have looked at, and I don't know if this has happened to you, Jackie, but when I have looked at the difficult circumstances or the life-changing events that have occurred in my life, which everybody knows my process because I did it live on the radio, but, I can say this, Jackie, I am so glad I freaking had it.
Mm-hmm.
So glad. And I don't know if you have had the same situation that you were, when you look at something that looked like a negative and you look back at it, though, and you just said, you know, that was the best thing that could have happened.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Because the opportunities or the healing or the clarity or whatever it is that it brings, it might be super, super uncomfortable and during the process, but boy, you get an opportunity when with great adversity comes the opportunity for a great reward.
Yeah.
Great reward.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, one of the things that Marie states is that positive attitude is a choice and it's also a habit.
Oh, I agree 100%. 100 and 1,000,000%.
The other thing here that she states before I get to the orgasm, looking for what is right in a situation gets you headed in the right direction. So as difficult as it may be, you know, getting things right in a situation will basically begin to, you know, move things forward, and where she begins to start to push things, where you begin to push things basically in the right direction again.
I got to add a caveat to that.
Sure.
You have to look at what's honestly right, not what you want.
Yes.
To see as right.
Yes, definitely.
Because because you can really codependent yourself or enable yourself into seeing what you want the truth to be. We know we have clients like that.
Are you ready for your orgasm?
I usually tend to keep those private, but what's up? Go ahead.
Magic is action.
Well, I already knew that.
But the way she said it, honey, it just made me fall on the floor.
That's awesome. That proves my theory that magic and spirituality is becoming mainstream. It's becoming part of the business world. I love that. That makes me really happy. But, you know, just because you said I would freak out about it, I wouldn't.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so basically, you know, I thought that was pretty interesting. And you know, Jackie, what do you find? You know, a lot of people come to us usually when they're in a raw point, and you know, probably more so with you than they even do with me. You know, I'm like the pass until the last resort. Jackie, you usually get them at the last resort, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, do you find that, you know, that this is a situation in which when they come to you in that raw particular space, that often part of the particular process is getting them to look at things from a different perspective often?
Oh, 100% of the time. When you're in that space, when you're in that crisis moment of what do you do? For myself personally, every time I'm being taken to the wall, so to speak. I feel like my back's against the wall and I don't know what else to do. If I just change my perspective, and a lot of times if I could just get a ladder and step on a couple of rungs and look down a little at it, look at it from a higher perspective, on what's really going on, a more inclusive perspective, I can always find where it goes. And so when my clients come to me, which is, you know, pretty broad base, it could be anybody from walking in the store to the wholesale customers, and they're like, what do I do now? How do I make this magic in my life? It's always about taking a perspective.
Yeah.
Get on the ladder. Step stool at the very least.
Yeah, it is definitely a change and a factor that, you know, things need to go through. And I will tell you, even from a reading particular perspective, oftentimes, you know, when I work with people long term, oftentimes I try to move them slowly in a particular direction in which, people begin to start to see things in a different perspective than before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you can get them, and it's not just go here, look at the new perspective. What as consultants we do, as readers and healers we do, is we help them get there. Well, what does it look like? A lot of times, one of the greatest tools I have is, what would it look like if you could work on this particular change without these fears? And I'll name the fears. I'll name the change. I'll name these fears. Like,
mm-hmm.
like I say to myself, what would my life look like? And I actually did this to myself just really the past couple of days because I got really sick last week with a bad cold and got really foggy on stuff. But I said this to myself, what would all these changes in my life look like without this cold, without the fears that this cold, that manifested this cold? And I started feeling better. And so a lot of times that's just where we go with that to help them get there.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that is part of getting there. Now, Jackie, what do you recommend to people in order to help them get down that process?
Actually, any candle about the subject matter will give you the new perspective on it. And then I add to it. So if it's a protection issue or a family issue or whatever, I have them light a candle along that issue. I usually have them pull some oracle cards too, the Coventry oracle cards. But then with there, you think I'd sell a lot of needed change candles, and I do. But I usually have them do a needed change or an uncrossing or a cleansing along with that. Just to say, lighten that load for yourself. Look at it from a different perspective. But oftentimes it's just that one candle within that subject matter. And it could be, although it could be an inspiration candle to inspire you to see a different perspective, or a vision quest candle is another one I do quite a bit when someone is really stuck within a problem.
Yeah. This is... it is
what? Spit it out. Go ahead.
Well, I think that in regards to with the needed changes, I know when I burn those particular types of candles, oftentimes, Jackie, that part, you know, because you're usually trying to get you're trying to get rid of something out of your life, basically, you know, or you're trying to cleanse something. Oftentimes, it can create a little bit more pain.
Yep. It does.
I won't even burn my own death candle.
Because you know you did, and boy, did it work. When I recommend that uncrossing or needed change or spiritual cleansing candle is when your normal course of action doesn't work anymore. Like I said, a lot of times, just to get a new perspective, light a prosperity candle, or light a love candle, or light a happy home candle, or light a tranquil home candle, or road opener, just to say, what's my new perspective here, and light a candle for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because what that does is that's going to set up that positive energy for you to step into, which is going to be different than the energy you're working in right now. So that's why it can be like that. But if you've done that and still nothing works, that's when I go to that changing force, that changing energy within any of the products, cleansing away what's bothering me. But needed change and uncrossing are so awesome for that. Or Out of My Way from the Wicked Witch Mojo line, that's another great one. I do a grief candle, I do quite a bit on that one, and the meditation candle in the affirmation line. So any of those things that just going to shift that energy and then sit with it. But you're right. Change is not comfortable. If change was comfortable, we wouldn't have this many issues with it. Come on.
Yeah.
That's why we talk about it, because we avoid it. I know why. Well, on one hand, I love change. On the other hand, don't mess with my fears.
Yeah, exactly.
And actually, you can use change. Okay, there's a difference between just creating change in your life and creating lasting change. Some people have that difficulty moving into that place of doing things different because they get stuck and stubborn or loyal to whatever it is. And then there's people like me who will generate change as a smokescreen. So I realized for myself that sometimes I can avoid creating lasting change, because if I am always having a new idea or doing things in a new way, I am never going to discover if my idea was really valid, because I'm going to keep changing it up.
Yeah.
Ooh, how about that? that was a big wake up call for myself.
Yes. Yes. And I think that that is, you know, part of the issue here, Jackie, is I know that moving down that particular path towards change and moving down that particular path towards developing something new, it can be very, very sticky. You know, people, one of the things that I think that people need to do always in regards to dealing with this particular stuff, especially clearing stuff, is basically be very, very patient with themselves.
Well, also, if you are really are creating that lasting change and you're switching things up and you're doing things different and you're feeling really, really empowered, what you have to make sure is that you're clearing the toxins out of your body, too. That was my lesson for last week. Remember, I was on the radio going, making it through, taking my 5 hours so I could make it through the hour and a half.
Yeah.
I used that 5 hour and an hour and a half. So with that whole process, you know what happened is I had, and this is every time, and I just, I'm seeing it. I get on a good routine for 2 weeks, and I'm healthy, and I'm taking care of myself, and it's not just food and exercise. It's the whole process. Week three, I get sick every time, or I hurt myself or something, or life goes kaput on some area, or some drama comes up. Every time my husband pointed it out to me, and I went, ah, snap, you're right. So I started doing, making sure my body was being cleansed, that I was doing whatever it is, supporting my own immune system process. It's something that absolutely happens. I've seen it myself and other people. Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah, it is.
But the thing that made me realize that that was true is watching someone come out of a negative situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then their body starts to finally release all of those emotional and spiritual toxins that they had been processing. And they get, well, we all do it when we come out of a stressful couple of weeks or whatever. We get sick after that. So, Storm, since you are on the reading tear while you're prepping for your time off, you know you're going to make sure you're taking care of yourself.
Oh, yeah. One of the things that I do at the every day is I always make sure that I get my hour and a half in with the light, always, because the fact that I'm doing such intensive work at this particular point. The other thing that I make sure that I do is B12, sublingual B12, which is the under the tongue, if people don't know what it is. I also take 15 to 20 minutes of, relaxing time whenever I can in regards to the course of the day.
So what do you do when you relax?
I usually listen to music.
Do you do anything else?
If I'm purposely meditating, that's something different, but relaxing stuff, usually listening to music. I have to now go outside for 15 minutes a day and sit on the porch in the sun, which I really, really don't like. And it's not even because I don't like being out there. It's because, girl, I hate to sweat. I am sweat adverse. No. It is some nasty stuff. But I force myself to do that. And sometimes I just like to take a shower.
Okay.
What do you do?
Honestly, lately my big relax is watching TV. And I know that for some people that's their addiction, but I don't watch it. So relaxing with my daughter and watching RuPaul's Drag Race and us laughing about it is a blast. But the thing I do the most to relax is I go have a drink or coffee or connect with friends, especially if it's a group of friends, so it doesn't get too intense and y'all can sit there and laugh.
Yeah.
Laughing is my best.
Or sometimes I'll just call you.
Yeah, that's true. We do. We actually have a lot of fun on the phone. Can you imagine if it was a party line? Shit.
Oh, my God, yeah. No, I did the party line, and that didn't work.
Oh, that's true, you did.
That didn't work out too well for me. But basically, basically, you know, you know, it is going into those simple things. You know, we have to take a break in a minute, but, you know, I just want to say that, you know, what Jackie and I will be talking about in the first part of May is going to be really going to be going back to basics. And it is something that I, you know, really, because basically what I have to do when I'm in these very, very intensive periods is I really have to go back to those particular basics in order to, you know, remind myself of the particular process that I'm in. So it's really been those particular basic types of things combined with, you know, looking at things in a very, very simplistic way spiritually, even looking at things, you know, Kabbalistically. You know, sometimes we can, you know, because I know the Zohar pretty well, all of those beginning passages, Jackie, you can just begin to forget after a while.
Yeah, you do. And I think let's do something a little more than that. Let's talk about what the basics are.
Yeah.
Let's literally say, let's go to, like, Meditation 101, Spellwork 101, you know, Candle Magic 101, Tarot or Astrology 101, and let's get just those real, because I've been doing that at Coventry. Actually, I've been doing that in my personal life as well as in Coventry. Everywhere I've been saying, okay, what's my basic needs?
Yeah.
So that has been a huge thing. So.
Yeah, exactly. We have to take a break. Cruise on over to www.coventrycreations.com. And if you have a problem in your life, no matter what that is, we definitely have a candle for that. And on the other side, I'm going to try to get trick Jackie into giving us a brand new spell. So. Do not touch that dial. It may get very interesting. We'll be back in a flash.
Bring the action.
When you have this in the club, you're going to turn the shit up. You're going to turn the shit up. You're going to turn the shit up. When we up in the club, all eyes on us, all eyes on us, all eyes on us. See the boys in the club, they watching us, they watching us, they watching us. Everybody in the club, all eyes on us, all eyes on us, all eyes on us.
I wanna scream and shout and let it all out, and scream and shout and let it out. We saying oh, we oh, we oh, we oh. We saying oh, we oh, we oh, we oh. I wanna scream and shout and let it all out, and scream and shout and let it out. We saying oh, we oh, we oh, we oh.
You are now rocking with Will I Am and
Britney, bitch.
Bring the action.
Rock and roll, everybody, let's lose control. All the bottom, we let it go. Going fast, we ain't going slow. No, no, hey, yo. Hear the beat, now let's hit the flow. Drink it up and then drink some more. Light it up and let's let it blow, blow, blow. Hey, yo. Rock it out, rock it out. If you know what we talking about, burn it up and burn down the house.
Action.
When you have this in the club, you're gonna turn the shit up. You're gonna turn the shit up. You're gonna turn the shit up. When we up in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us.
You see them girls in the club, they looking at us. They looking at us. They looking at us.
Everybody in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us.
Scream and shout and let it all out, and scream and shout and let it out. We saying oh, we oh, we oh, we oh. We saying oh, we oh, we oh, we oh. I wanna scream and shout and let it all out, and scream and shout and let it out.
Everybody, we're in the last half hour of the show.
We
are. Come over to CoventryCreations.com if you have a problem in your life, no matter what that is. Mars is in opposition to Saturn, so I'm a little tongue-tied today.
Is that what it is?
Mars is in opposition to Saturn, which often Mars is our ability to go out, basically, and create a particular action, and Saturn restricts it. So people have problems sometimes talking.
Or keeping things in their hands and not dropping them.
Yeah, I keep it. Yeah, you're starting to learn astrology. It's starting to scare me. I'm going to have to retire.
No. I'm only good at astrology when you're in the room.
I love helping you with your astrology, though. So it's amazing. We have such a love fest. It's great. You know, one of the things that I do get in email, they'll say, oh, my God, you and Jackie are just so wonderful on the air. And, you know, the two of you seem like you really adore each other. And it's not an act.
No, it's
we
not.
Do adore each other.
No, it's not. And we take turns. I love how we take turns with just life. You know, sometimes it's your turn to go, all right, this is what's going on. And I go, okay, breathe. And then I'll go, oh, my God, this is going on. And you say, okay, breathe.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, the good thing that you have in regards to your situation with me and your situation with your husband is both of the men in your life have the moon in Capricorn. And they navigate things the same way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I just find that absolutely fascinating. But you know, one of the things that I want to do in this particular half hour, Jackie, is let's do something new, because you're always really, really great in regards to coming up with these crazy spells out of nowhere. You know, they just fly out of her mouth. I don't even know how it even works. I mean, I think that there's like a little spell person or something in her head at all times. Something new in regards to what people can do to finally create that particular lasting change. How do they anchor that? I think that that's the difficulty. People can often, Jackie, begin to make that particular change, but it's very, very difficult to anchor that.
Oh, I agree with you. I think that is the challenge. That's why we do spells over and over again, and that's why I sell so many candles. So people could anchor in a lasting change like butter. I wouldn't sell as many candles. So what I do to anchor in lasting change is I start with very earthy elements, I want that change to grow roots in my life. So I start there. A lot of times I'll start with stability, self-esteem candle,
mm-hmm.
because, again, that's the core of it, and that's the base of what happens. Now, then I start to paint a picture of what life would look like. And it could literally be painting a picture or writing a story or talking it out. At the very, very least, it's about talking it out. And then you add in writing and you add in and painting a picture or whatever creative endeavor you're going to do, whether it's cutting out pictures and making a vision board.
Uh-huh.
This is where a vision board can become very magical. But you start with your stability candle, some stones. And
uh-huh.
But my favorite when I'm doing work like this is I'll go and get garden stones, not river wash stones because it's too watery.
Yeah.
But some garden stones or some or sit outside, which is even better. And just start painting that picture. And a lot of times it's, Patty and I literally do this sitting next to each other and talking. What does it look like as this change takes hold? And then, here's the key, I then start to talk about what does this look like when opposition hits me?
Uh-huh.
So I prepare for that. I prepare for the opposition. I prepare for my own personal opposition. And start rehearsing that. So a lot of my sister always, not Patty, but other sisters ask me, it's like, this sounds just like a psychological thing. Yeah, magic is really half, if not more. And then as I talk about what it's going to look like when I hit that opposition, what is it going to look like when I go to my first get-together with friends? What is it going to look like? How am I going to deal with it? What's going to look like when I hit my first stressor over the subject?
Uh-huh.
How am I going to deal with it? And then as I process that, I bring in other tools. It might be a necklace. It might be a special dollar that you hang on to. Whatever it is that helps you achieve that goal, I actually have. The last time I did this, I made a little bag of stones for myself that I carried around with me.
Uh-huh.
And it was when I was doing some traveling, and I wanted to make sure I stayed on a good, healthy eating plan.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, I would end up sick by the end of all these trips. seriously, I mean, because everybody wants to take you out to eat. And you can eat all this rich food and then just, like, be miserable mess. So, and it's so tempting. Oh, I just made you this pie at home. It's my best strawberry shortcake. This is the ribs or whatever it is. Everybody wants to treat you special. And it's awesome.
Yeah.
But you have to find that balance. And so it might be a bracelet or something in particular that to help anchor that in. And so you wear it or keep it around with you. So that's your spell, is that you're going to start talking about what does it look like to be successful in this? What does it look like to hit your opposition on this, and how are you going to get through it? And then take all that affirming energy and all that exciting energy and get excited about it. I love it when I'm an extrovert, so I love it when somebody else is with me when we're doing this. So so if I have somebody with me, I'm going to get excited and we're going to talk about it. I'm like, oh, my God, I could totally do this, and I could do this, and I could be this way. And so you pull in all that excited energy and you put it all into this item,
uh-huh.
A talisman or whatever. You could even put it into a candle and then affirm that every day as you light that candle. Some oil, you can put in some oil and anoint yourself with it, some spray. It goes on and on and on. So you charge it up with all the energy you brought up so you're reminded of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then as you hit that hard spot, you pull that out. And here's a perfect example of this being very successful. So I have some friends who helped launch a talent show for a grade school. And, oh, my God, and they ended with Gangnam Style, which was awesome. Every kid in the talent show was on stage doing Gangnam Style, and they pulled the audience up. It was awesome. It was hilarious. So there was a lot of roadblocks in their way. There's a lot of people who were not happy with them doing that or intimidated by it. And it's very, very silly, thinking they know better. And so I took them through a quick little spell of finding the beauty in what they were doing. And then another friend of mine, a friend of theirs, made them these beautiful handkerchiefs with these healing symbols, healing and protective symbols on them.
Yeah.
And they're made out of silk, and they're hand-painted. And each one of these women had this, and she blessed them, and they put them in their pockets during the show. So every time they all started to freak out or something started to go wrong, when you have 80 children in a talent show, there's a lot of room for chaos. They they just reached in their pocket, pulled out this scarf, calmed down, got through it, and everyone thought, how can you guys be so calm? You're like the nicest, calmest people in the world. And these are a bunch of real high-energy gals when they get in stubborn and everything, which I love them for that. So it was, that was, see how that, you charge that little piece up, and it's there for you in the process. So then what you have to do is do it again. You hit a level of success, and as soon as you experience a little bit of success, and I'm listening to myself in this because they're telling me to say this, the minute you hear that little bit of, feel that little bit of success, do it again. Because guess what we do? We experience a little bit of success. We make that first sale or that fifth sale, but really what we need is 200 sales. Or we lose that first 5 pounds or first 20 pounds, but really what we need to lose is 60 pounds. We save that first $100, but we really need that $1,000. When the first time you hit that little bit of success, do it again. Do that spell all over again. Relight that earth candle. Recharge all of your tools. Find your gratitude and do it again. And so creating lasting change is not a one-time deal. It's a 100-time deal.
Yeah.
So that's your spell that you're going to do. So you're going to light your candle for earth stability. You're going to light your candle for the subject that you're working on. You're going to celebrate this change that you're making, get excited about it, have a strategic plan for what's next when you hit your adversity. Bring up that excitement, put it in a talisman of some type or an oil or a magical tool of some type that you can rely upon and lean upon. And then as soon as you hit your first benchmark of success, do it again. When you hit the next benchmark of success, do it again. When you hit the next benchmark of success, do it again. And eventually you forget that you're benchmarking it. It is now a way of life.
One of the things that I would recommend people do, because one of the things that I created last year, of course, I did, you know, some baby food magic.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Is basically one of the things that you can do is create a particular substance in the baby food jar.
Mm-hmm.
Which mine has, you know, some Coventry oils with olive oils in it and, different types of materials to the herbs and things of that nature to create the particular effect that I want. And what I will do, Jackie, is that when I get to that particular place, okay, or, you know, whether that it is a success or even, you know, the converse where I'm falling into Satan thinking, I always go and crack open that baby food jar, okay, dip Jackie like a protection candle or something in it or whatever it is that I'm doing, you know, and then burn.
Mm-hmm.
And it is often reattaching yourself to that particular energy again that I think that, you know, creating the particular lasting change is about. And I also think that it is, you know, doing the day-to-day, going back to the day-to-day things to keep your particular connection with the light open that I think is also significantly important as well.
It is. It is. So it's you want to create some lasting change, do it twice, four times, 20 times. But
100 times. We don't care.
Jar spells are awesome for that because you go back and you shake the jar or you reconnect with it. So reconnecting with, that's why that talisman is so great, because you're reconnecting with it over and over again.
Yes. Yes. And, And I think that one of the things that people fall back into is oftentimes, you know, that surge of that particular, especially when something is successful, okay, it is so fleeting, because the real world is, you know, going to come in again.
Mm-hmm.
And reconnecting to that particular energy, which one of the things that I would recommend that people do to continue to stay reconnected is often a vision quest or a fire candle can often help that particular reconnection as well, okay? Because I think that everything, at least for me, Jackie, everything, it always has to do with reconnecting to the light first, always.
Right, keeping that transformation going, I love that, because fire is transformation to me.
Yeah.
Every time I need to do that, that's alchemy to me. So
yeah.
I love that idea of keeping that fire or the sun. I love the sun because you're moving in your rhythm too. I like that idea. Good call.
Yeah, it is. Well, you taught me well.
See? I'm teaching you candle magic, although I don't think candle magic is as intricate as... You know what? I have to say, you know what? You know, Patty and I are getting in the next 2 days?
What?
We're getting our manuscript back for final changes for the DIY Akashic Wisdom book.
Oh, my God.
Yep. So this weekend is rewriting and drinking, which I think will make our rewrites awesome.
I don't.
Which is so funny when I say that because we're really not that big of drinkers. It's like we'll be halfway into the first one going, whew, I need to eat some bread or something. Calm my brain down.
Here, you're going to find this fascinating. I just pulled a tarot card, Jackie, and my question to the tarot was, what is blocking people from creating lasting change? And the card that I pulled is the Seven of Swords.
Interesting.
Which the Seven of Swords, of course, if you get to the classical delineation of the particular card, it people often look at it as the card of trickery, deceit, things of that nature. But what I find fascinating, I use the Rider deck. What I find fascinating about this card that hit me right away as I was looking at it is that the individual is turned around looking behind them.
Mm-hmm.
So often what prevents us from making lasting change, I feel, or what the tarot is telling me, is that we constantly keep looking back at the past. And I think that is a lot of problem, Jackie, for a lot of particular people, is that, you know, they keep looking back at the past, at the particular circumstances and situations that happened to them before, and they stuck in that rather than kind of pushing forward in that new particular direction. And I will tell you, I don't care how many times I got to get down on the floor, girl, and start screaming at the satan, I am moving my ass forward.
Yeah, but we do that. We absolutely do that to ourselves, saying that, this just defined me, so now I can't change this definition of who I am.
Yeah.
And you can say, no, that's not me. I'm just not that girl anymore. I'm not that guy anymore. I am different than that. I respond differently in life, and it's okay.
Yeah.
Just because you used to do something, just because, you know, really... when I was in high school, I think we had this conversation, I was a big fat liar. I made up all kinds of stories about my world and my life and what I did, and I was inadequate, and I was just really, you know, that's who I was. And now I am so, I can't lie to save my ass anymore. I'll rehearse something in my head. I'll rehearse something in my head, going to work, being late. I mean, which is funny because I'm the boss. Or going home and I have a car full of stuff I just bought. And I'll like, why am I even... It's just so funny. It's just hilarious to me. It's like, just because you were one way at one point in your life doesn't mean you're that way all the time. You know? Yeah. That's just funny to me.
Yeah, and it is.
And I used to like new wave music and dress.
Oh my God, girl! When I was in high school, I listened to that freaky kind of music.
Uh huh.
It was just like totally. I think because of the fact that, you know, when you are an individual that doesn't fit in, okay, it's much easier to relate to certain things that don't fit in.
Yeah.
And oftentimes, you know, because of the fact that they are, I remember there was this wonderful, I went on a period in which I was kind of obsessed with the show The Nanny. Surprising, because I don't watch comedy. But I love Fran Drescher. You know, she's perfect for gay men. There is this episode, Jackie, in which she's, becomes the muse of this rock star, and she's running around, you know, with the misery in her life, helping this rock star, you know, because she can't get married, and she's in love with this guy that she's, you know, the nanny for his children and all this other stuff. And then basically at the end of this particular episode, this rock star fires her, and she goes, Fran, of course, is all obsessed and things of that particular nature. And, you know, the rock star says, there's nothing wrong with being happy. There's nothing wrong with stepping forward and moving into the future. She goes, but I just simply can't use you. You're not inspiring me.
Funny.
You know, and of course, another character in the show, you know, ends up running off with her and being her muse. And, you know, Frances sort of says, oh, my God, this is so depressing. With Val, she'll be able to write an anthology. You know, with the misery of her life. But, you know, oftentimes I think that that's it. I think that in many ways we get very, very, secure in the comfort of our past pain, as difficult as it may be.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That you're right. You're right. Because, again, we let it define us. And
yeah.
There's so many things any one of us could be stuck on. If you think about who you were in high school or in your 20s.
Who I was last week.
Yeah, I mean, but if you want a big drastic whatnot, just start thinking about, oh, yeah, I used to like having short hair, and now my hair, if it's too short, I get antsy.
You see, Jackie, I can't wait from 20 years from now when you're telling me, Storm, why did you even let me wear those blue shoes?
I know you hate those.
Why did you not tell me just to get rid of them and burn them?
You know, it's funny because I thought you were going to say, why did you not tell me this orange hair looked ridiculous?
I like your hair.
Well, good. It's not blue.
Yeah, and it's kind of weird and freaky, but it kind of goes with your personality. So people's hair doesn't really bother me that much. Them shoes, girl, gotta go. And the last time I said that, Jackie said, send me $100 and I'll buy some new shoes.
Right, I got to spend $100. I'm wearing them next show. I'm wearing them, and I'm going to put up a picture in the.
Oh, my God. So, I don't even know where to go with that.
Thank God you can't put up pictures in the chat room.
Although, so, Jackie, tell me, because you're doing these rewrites, talk to me a little bit about DIY Akashic Wisdom. First of all, when is it being released?
I think it's going to be late October, early November is what it's looking like. So tell you about DIY Akashic Wisdom. This is... I feel so amazing about this. This is a huge book of healing empowerment that Patty and I have created. It's really how to make these changes, you know, those lasting changes in
yeah.
your life, finding out some of the deeper levels of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you keep, you know, surfing porn at midnight? I don't know. but then how to ask yourself those questions and how to deal with what you find.
Jackie, don't tell people what you do at midnight.
I'm asleep.
Okay.
I don't know where that other...
Yeah, because I know that you read the Kindle porn before you go to bed.
I can't do it in my dreams.
Yes, exactly.
Although that's been leaving me quite flat lately, so I've been reading more inspirational stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you can only... You know, after a while, you just get immune to it, like, meh. Read that scene before.
40 different times in 40 different books.
But I'm really excited about this book because it's about how to take charge and the different things that you can do, tools. I'm so excited about these are tools that I use in every session that I'm in, and people have had great results with it. But then tweaked so you can do it yourself, because you know how that goes. When you're working with a healer, they can take you deeper and push your buttons to go there. But when you're working with yourself, you're like, oh, that's enough. I've looked enough. But this helps you on your own go a little deeper. And then so our rewrite that we're doing is a couple of people in Wiser's editing department did some reading and asked us to move some sections around so we kind of get into some of the meat earlier.
Yeah.
So and I love that idea that they have of just kind of giving the basics first and then going into some of the history later. So I'm excited about that
now,
rewrite.
Is this rewrite a lot different than it was with Coventry Magic?
I had no rewrites in Coventry Magic.
Oh.
It was, I thought there was something wrong with Wiser because I had no rewards with Coventry Magic. I was like, I called some of my other author friends and I went, I don't have any rewrites. Is that, should I like demand
some rewrites?
They have somebody else read it to make sure that it's okay. And then I had, they said, well, send it to me and I'll read it. And I sent it to them. They're like, nope, no rewrites. And I'm like, wow. So Coventry Magic was something that happened without me. I mean, it was something that I wrote, and I feel like I was really divinely guided on a lot of that stuff. Mobilia had a lot to do with it. And this one, because we're bringing in a lot of concepts, some new concepts for people, some things that are, so I think this is, I'm really glad we have some experts saying, I just want you to change the order so people can get into it and get into the meat of it. So I'm excited about that. I like criticism, good constructive criticism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't tell me that something sucks without telling me why it sucks.
Yeah, exactly. So, yep.
Because I will cut you.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to have an opinion, give that some opinion.
At least give me some meat with the opinion.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the machete is coming out.
Yeah, or I'll just going to discount you and go, whatever, you're stupid.
The machete will be coming out, and I'll be laying on the bed saying, Satan, get away.
Yeah.
We have to go.
You do. Oh, it's always a good time with you, Storm.
Yes, it is. I always enjoy my Tuesday time with Jackie. Cruise on over to CoventryCreations.com. If you have a problem in your life, whether that problem is love, romance, money, spiritual cleansing, if you need to get a little bit of money, whatever it is that you want to do, if you need to get rid of even a ghost, we have a candle for that. So go over and check that out. And Jackie and I, of course, will be back next Tuesday, where we will begin our particular three-part series on getting back to basics. So you will definitely want to tune into that. And in the meantime, Jackie, what do they need to do?
They need to keep it magic at the very least.
Speak life, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Some days life feels perfect. Other days it just ain't working. The good, the bad, the right, the wrong, and everything in between. Yo, it's crazy, amazing. We can turn our heart through the words we say. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak. Apart. I do, I don't, I will, I won't. It's like I'm drowning in the deep. Well, it's crazy to imagine words from my lips as the arms of compassion. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life. Rain. When you speak life with the words you say, raise your thoughts.